So, you can make the wand work?
Well, there's no guarantees, but at the very least, it will hopefully keep them from harming Perchinok.
The connection was made with the terms set. We were given instructions as to where to go at an appointed time. We are not allowed to bring weapons.
We had to pry the axe from Tvergara's hands.
We met the perpetrators, and I could sense from them immediately they meant us great harm at the conclusion of business. It was as obvious as a growling red bear.
I don't like this meeting place. Not at all. I don't.
It smells of death.
Relax. This is the best we can do.
There's something very ironic about examining a Kaldurian artifact in the middle of a Kaldurian fighting pit.
We're very exposed. There could be crossbows in any of the upper decks. Hidden spearmen in the private boxes just waiting to jump down on us.
Stop giving us a litany of the many ways we could die.
I'm just noting the strategic potential of the place.
You might give them ideas they hadn't thought of yet.
At least we have a solid exit point. They conceded the main entryway to us, so we're not entirely trapped.
Here they are.
That's close enough.
I count four in front. Looks like the half-blood is behind them.
There could still be others outside the pit, already in place.
Three others, at the far end, behind the first group.
That'll be guarding their exit, and reinforcements up front if things get nasty.
And a pair on each side, up in the audience seating.
Do they have bows?
No, spears.
Makes sense. Couldn't fire into a general melee without risk of hitting their own.
I can't see them. How do you know this?
The same way I know where the bears and wolves are when I enter a wood.
Oh.
First of all, we need a display of magic for proof you're an arcanist.
I haven't registered for magic in the city.
Do you see a sheriff among us? Show us your goods or you got no deal.
Very well, I will commence.
And nothing deadly or dangerous from war wizardry, or we'll kill you all as you stand.
Understood.
Let me talk from here on out.
What? Why?
Watch and learn. I am the mouth of Tensor the Arcanist.
My name's not...
Shh. Let the man work his magic.
Tensor will deign to give you a modest demonstration of his formidable power. First of all, he has discerned within this arena your rear guard of three behind you, and the pairs of hidden compatriots up in the stands. Why don't you show yourselves? There's no use to crouching down in that uncomfortable way anymore.
Four of them. Just like you said, Elf. You'd make a fine forward scout, you would.
That's all fine, but we want to see some magic.
All in good time. Let's not rush our mighty Arcanist here. But I have it on his authority that he will give you a demonstration now, according to your request. He shall make manifest for you. Psst, what are you going to do?
Oh, well, I was thinking, since we're in such a dark, cavernous place...
The short version.
Light! I was going to make light!
Our esteemed master of magic will now create for you, out of nothing, as if summoning the sun itself, an orb of illumination magnifique! Behold!
Now?
That's your cue.
Don't hold up my reveal.
Follow.
That's it?
Well, that's my reading light.
Can you boost it a wee bit, lad?
Oh, mouye.
Behold, the darkness disappears and shadows chased away while bathed in the luminescence of his mighty magic.
All right, you've proved your craft. Come forwards to look at the thing. But you, with the mouth, stay behind.
I must accompany his grand sir at his side, if anything, for your own protection.
Huh?
He has a terrible temper, and I have occasion to subdue his ire should he grow dangerously irritable and restless.
I'm never dangerously irritable.
Shut up. Roll with it, kid, or so help me. Move forward, lad. We got you covered if they try to lay hands upon you.
I had not even thought of that. Do you think that might...
Go, for plague's sake! We could lose him, if it came to that.
No, we can't.
Entirely agreed.
You don't get a vote.
This isn't a voting matter, and that's that. Now shut it.
All right, magic man. Make this thing work.
He makes it work, you release the elf. That's the arrangement?
Yes, yes. What do you want with her anyways?
Our business is our business. We're paying off a debt to retrieve her. She's got no value otherwise.
Can I see the object?
Wait. We need to see our goods first. That could be anyone back there huddling in the shadows.
Bring her up. There. Satisfied?
You, leaned a bit heavily on her, didn't you?
Nothing that won't heal up. Everything on her works. Mostly.
Are you all right, Perchinog?
I'll be all right. Who are you?
Agents of a friend, ma'am. At your service.
Oh, thank you.
Now bring up the item. Here it is. Now make it work, Arcanist.
I will have to handle it.
You didn't say nothing about touching it.
Well, you need to handle a crossbow to make it work. Surely with an arcane item of complexity and delicacy, you could expect no less.
All right. But if you try anything untoward, Ogre here will run you through, and we'll cut you all down to pieces.
Duly noted and understood, good sir.
May I handle it now?
Do what you need.
Thank you. This is carved tew wood with symbols inset and tipped with some black stone. Onyx or jet.
It's obsidian.
Volcanic glass. What else do you know about it?
It is middle to late Caldorian from the Dalfor region. It bears the creator's mark, the rune Kenaz upon it, and also bears the elemental mark Eldi.
Fire? This was used to summon fire?
Probably made by a war wizard to destroy enemy troops and fortifications. That's all I know.
I see. I'll need a moment to commune with the artifact to extract how to make it function.
Do it!
May Ongen e me wabod.
Tell me, fair man, what's your interest in this item?
We are Dragon's Teeth Mercenary Company. We ride into towns and take what we want. Using this, we'll be able to ride into bigger towns and take more for ourselves.
I see. So your plot is to use this item to terrorize towns and kill innocents. That is your aim?
They're not innocent if they're hiding goods from us. They deserve everything they get for holding out. We are Dragon's Teeth, and we are not to be trifled with.
I feel sorry for the triflers. You are indeed greatly to be feared.
And with this wand, we will be unstoppable.
That sounds most unfortunate.
I have what you seek.
Aha!
You sound a bit spent from your mystic journey. Are you all right, my Arcanist? Maybe this isn't a good idea.
I need a moment to recover. Trust me.
Let's find some other way. This gang plans to use...
Seneschal, watch and learn.
Okay.
I have discovered how to operate the wand.
Show us, and no tricks or Ogre here will.
Disembowel me horribly, yes. The wand must be gripped at the smooth handle here. Do not touch any of the inlaid carvings along the centerpiece here. You understand?
I understand.
Now, this black tip here, you point that in the direction you want your fire to appear, and with your mind using your will, picture the exact location you want the fire to center, and a ball of flame will flower out from that spot. Do you understand?
Mayhap you train him a little less expertly?
Shht.
Point. Think. Picture. Flame. Yes, show me.
Now, there's one more thing you have to do, and that is to speak the command word. It must be clear and articulate. You can't mumble it or slur the vowels and consonants. It must be precise.
Show me.
Eldbolti.
Nothing.
Eldboltai.
By the dragon's tail, that's power. Dragon's teeth will be feared across the land. You're coming with us.
What?
This is what I was talking about.
You've been listening to Lullaby's City Adventure Part 4, a Dungeons & Damsels fireside adventure by Unchained Productions, written and directed by David Ian. Voice talent by John Campbell, Jack Harvison, Floyd Kennedy, Karen O'Brien, Daniel Rovan, Aaron Summonsby, and Zoe Waits. Sound engineering by Dino D'Elfwell. Sound design by David Ian. Theme by Ron Perovich. Music by Mark Rose. Medieval music by Johnny Easton. Lullaby's City Adventure is a fireside adventure short story of the Dungeons & Damsels series by Unchained Productions.